Welcome back to the Lindsay Morgan Snyder podcast, where we are all about the internal world, the interior life. I am one who believes that personal growth and Jesus do not have to oppose each other. Actually, they work very well together. So if you're anything like me, you're going to love this podcast. I want to tell you about something real quick I have starting this week. It is the Letting Love In Accelerator featuring the scripting method. It's an 8-week program that starts this Wednesday. If you have any interest in this, feel free to email me at lmorgansnyder31@gmail.com. I'll put the link in the bio. Talk to you later. Today, in our self-hatred series, is anyone really going to listen to this podcast? Oh, we're talking about self-hatred, everyone's favorite subject. Look, here's the thing, okay? Self-hatred is the devil's greatest tactic. It is a way for people to count themselves out of the destiny God has for them, because we're given free will. So yes, can God do everything for us? Yes, in some seasons, does he say, be still and know that I'm God and stop trying to control and make things happen? Absolutely, 100% he does that. But does he want us to live like that? Not necessarily. No, sometimes he's like, get out of the boat, you know, walk on the water, right? He talks about in scripture how he has great exploits for us to do, right? We know that he created us in our mother's womb with plans and purposes for us on earth. We are each individually gifted. The Holy Spirit has given us gifts of different kinds so that we can do amazing things, right? But what could stop us? If nothing stops God, which nothing does stop God, then what stops us? What stops us? We stop us. We stop us. So we know that the devil has no ability to impact like what God's up to, right? That is not, I've heard it before. Like, it's not like God on one side, devil on the other. Like, who wins? Oh, no. God is way above it all, right? And the devil really only has access to lie to us. And if he lies to us and tells us a bunch of mean things about ourselves, or when bad things happen in life, he tells us a bunch of lies about why that happened and just a bunch of jargon from him, then we can start to doubt. We can start to just like focus on our pain, focus on our past, focus on whatever he leads us to focus on to keep us off track, right? And there's not a lot out there about self-hatred right now. And I have been pushing on this subject for a long time, and I feel like I get a lot of blank stares. Like, nobody wants to like talk about it, which is fine. I get it. Like, I don't really even want to talk about it. But God told me, like, Lens, nobody wanted to talk about shame either until Brene Brown did. Like, and people needed to be set free from shame. And that's what she did. And he's like, people need to be set free from self-hatred. And that's what you're going to do. And I'm like, oh, good. That's so exciting, Lord. But it is the truth. I do believe that, you know, dysfunction is born out of self-hatred. Now, I didn't find this on the internet. It doesn't say that on the internet. This is just what Lindsay believes from dealing with this for about 10 years and finally overcoming it in a pretty big way. I wouldn't say miraculous, like it happened in one moment. It didn't, but it was miraculous because it happened with God, and it's just been a beautiful journey. And, you know, if we think about what the word dysfunction means, just on a basic level, dysfunction means to not function properly, right? There is a functioning that's out of sorts. Like, we're not functioning the way we're supposed to be functioning. That's what dysfunction really just kind of means, if you just think about it basically, you know? So what causes dysfunction? What causes dysfunction? We might call it sin. Well, yes, we know, like, sin is missing the mark. The Bible talks about sin. Like, we understand. But, like, what causes us to sin? Like, what causes us to sin, right? It's the enemy. Or some would call it the flesh, or I don't know. People call it all kinds of things. It doesn't, I'm not here to really talk about sin. But what I am here to talk about is hatred is actually a sin, right? We're not supposed to hate. But somehow we think like, but it's like humility to hate ourselves. You know what I mean? Like we're like doing what the Bible says by like, you know, putting others before ourselves. No, putting others before ourselves is not self-hatred. You're not supposed to hate yourself to love others. That is dysfunction. Look, I used to think that, so I get it. So there's no shame if you think that. I remember one time I was standing in my kitchen and I was struggling, you know, and God said to me, Lindsay, you know, it's not about you, but it's also not about you. You are one of my children. Like, because I kept struggling with like, but it's not supposed to be about me. And I'm supposed to like be this humble servant and I'm supposed to put other people below myself, you know? But the problem was like, I already saw myself as like a piece of dirt. So like, I was trying to like get lower than a piece of dirt to like, you know, love and serve other people. It was slightly off. You know what I mean? It was just slightly off. And that's what the enemy does, right? He just twists it just a tiny bit. So that it's true, but it's a little bit off. And that little bit off can really throw you off. So, you know, God was really trying to help me. Like, Lens, like, I see what you're saying. I know you want to honor me. I know you want to honor my word. I know. But, you know, and then I started to tell him, but this is what, you know, so-and-so said, like, you know, on the pulpit. And this is what so-and-so said. And I'm like, are they wrong then? Or like, what? I was confused, you know. And God said to me so clearly, and I love this. He said, Lindsay, sometimes theology can be correct from the pulpit, but coming through a broken mind or a broken heart can come out to be bad theology in your own life. And I was like, yo, that's true, you know? I thought that was so powerful. Like, meaning like someone on stage at a church can be absolutely preaching the gospel, can be absolutely preaching truth from scripture. But if it comes into you and your mind is broken or your heart is broken, that message of truth can come through your broken mind or through your broken heart, and it can come out to be bad theology in your own life because it's coming through a broken lens. Now, I know some would argue with me about this, but I just know it's true. Because in my life, I kept thinking like, okay, you know, like I'm going to like love others before myself because it's what the Bible says. Although the Bible also says love others as yourself, but you know, hey, who's going to split hairs, okay? But I would see that scripture, I would hear that, you know, see the gold in people, which is true. But it came through my codependent, broken mind, right? And my unworthy, broken heart. And it came out to be me, like, allowing things in my life that were so, so toxic. And I laugh about it now because I've come very far. But it was almost like God had to allow me to experience it on a certain level to actually like realize like this is definitely not God. Because I mean, my little mind and my little heart were just confused. They were dysfunctional in a way. And God is kind, right? Like he wants us to live literally like the life he designed us to live. And that's different for all of us. And he wants us to live in the purposes he has for us. And sometimes there's just some things that, you know, have to be pruned off. And sometimes circumstances are a good pruner. And so I had to learn in a really long process that a lot of my issues were rooted in self-hatred, and that the solution didn't need to be as difficult as I thought it needed to be. The solution was, well, just flipping it over, right? What is self-hatred? And it has so many like branches, you know? And then if I flip it over into self-love and learn to truly love myself in a biblically and healthy way, how a lot of the problems in my life kind of dissipated. A lot of the branches I kept trying to trim off, like insecurity and unworthiness and self-sabotage and, you know, just all these different problems I had that I just could not get over. I kept trying, like, I've got to spend like all day, like trying to like not let these things, you know, sabotage my life. But instead, in God's kindness, he's like, hey, Linz, the root of this is self-hatred. So if you can just be okay with like that being true, flip it over on its head and learn what healthy biblical self-love looks like and walk in that, all those other issues will dissipate out of your life. And that's exactly what happened. Oh, no, it wasn't without a little bit of a fight. And the fight was, you know, the enemy telling me like, this isn't biblical. You know, and I really worked through it for a long time because I kind of agreed with him at times, you know, like, I don't know if this is biblical. But he kindly showed me like, hey, Linz, what does the Bible say about love? Let's look up the favorite wedding verse ever. 1 Corinthians. What does it say? Love is patient. Love is kind. Lindsay, if you could just learn to be patient and kind with yourself, you could change the world. Oh. And it's true, you know? It's like, are you patient and kind with yourself? It's a good question to ask yourself. Like, are you patient and kind with yourself? I can't answer that. Only you can answer that. But it was a good question that God posed to me. And then I remember taking a walk and you know, he just said, Lindsay, you're the house of God. Each human is the house of God, right? If a house is divided against itself, it cannot stand, right? A house divided against itself cannot stand. That's in scripture, right? If you and I are the house of God, if you are the house of God and you are divided against yourself, then you're not going to be able to walk forward into your purpose, into what God has designed you to do. Now, that doesn't mean God doesn't love you. That does not mean you're not going to heaven. But it does mean that you could be getting in your own way of walking in the purpose and the destiny God has for you. Because we do have a part to play. And this was hard for me to understand for a long time. Like, does God just do it? Do I do it? I don't know. I still don't quite know. I think that there are different seasons. I think certain seasons God does do everything for you. I think other seasons he asks you to step out and be brave and, you know, do things that he's asking you to do. I think it's kind of like yes and, you know, like I don't know the answer, but I do know that we have free will and that we can just like sit in our own muck and mire and like not walk forward in things. And in a painful, probably the most painful season, I could only hear God say, keep going, Linz. One foot in front of the other. Just keep going. One foot in front of the other. It's all I could do during this one season of my life. Like, I could barely function. I was so broken and hurt and destroyed. And he walked me back to health, you know. And I believe we'll redeem that season in powerful ways. And already kind of has in a lot of ways, which is like so cool. So it's not like a formula.
It's not like a one or the other. It's a both and, you know. Some seasons he's like, be still and know that I'm God. Like when he is like teaching us, like, you don't control the world. Put the pencil down. That was my old blog. And then there's other seasons where he's like, okay, girlfriend, like, let's go. You know what I mean? Like, you can do this. Like, you can do this. Keep going. I'm proud of you. Keep going. Keep going. You can do this. I know it feels hard, but you can do it. You know, there's those seasons. There's lots of seasons of life. And so only you know what season you're in, but I'm telling you that if we can kind of get over our, I'm going to call it pride, of not wanting to admit that we maybe do struggle with some self-hatred, and we can flip that on its head and learn to love ourselves the way God loves us in a healthy biblical way, that will help us step into even more and more of what God is calling us to do. Like, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's really not as hard as it sounds. I think the hardest part is admitting, is being okay with, I think I struggle with this. I think I struggle with this, and I'm not going to beat myself up about it. I'm not going to let shame overtake me about it. I'm not going to feel like a bad Christian. I'm going to be like, wow, Jesus, thank you. Now will you help me walk through it? And I don't think it has to take 10 years like it took me. And I have resources to actually help you if you want to like go further faster. A mentor of mine said the only shortcut in the kingdom is a mentor. Learn from someone who had to learn the long and hard way. So anyway, that's what I help people do. But I hope this was encouraging. It should be encouraging because it's not sending you in a dark place. This should send you towards the light. Because remember, what's brought out from the darkness into the light loses its power. So when we can see it, oh, I think this is some of what I deal with. When we can see it, when we can admit it, we can get past it. But when it just hides in our soul underneath shame and, like, you know, mean voice and all these things, like, it will, I think, steal from us, you know? And God is good and God is gracious and he takes care of us in ways that are beyond, like, what we are able to do. And that's the fun part. He's so sweet and kind, and he wants to do things miraculously without our help. But then there's some things that does require our participation. And if we are just like fighting against ourselves, it's just like a distraction, you know, from the good things that God wants to bring into our lives. And if we're focused on like trying to sort ourselves out instead of looking to him, like, it just gets weird. But yet to like keep trying to clip off all the branches and not see the one thing that could be in our way, and flipping that over and start walking in health, also can get in our way. So I will pray for us. This is a fun journey. We're all on together. It actually can be fun. God said healing can be fun. I agree with him on that. And in my Letting Love In course, I do talk about that. And it is fun. So if you are interested in joining that, you should. You should jump in and see what we're doing. So it's helping people, which is cool. So Father, I praise you and thank you that you are God and we are not God. Lord, I thank you that only you know, God, what this is and why it's on your heart. And so I thank you, God, that you know what each person needs next. God, I've got plenty of free resources And then I've also got a paid program that goes deep and will guarantee transformation. So, Lord, lead your people the way you want them to go. I've been in every season. I've been in seasons where I need all the free stuff. I've been in seasons where it's time to invest in myself, God. So I pray that you lead your children the way you want them to go, Lord. I bless them and I thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Love you so much. Would love for you to check out the show notes. It's got all the latest and greatest when it comes to what we're doing over here. So check it out and we will talk to you next time. Love, much love, always so much love.